Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, the whole clip is up on Infowars.com. It's also over at Newsbusters. They're the ones that originally posted it. And I can't play the whole thing. Lou's got to go in 5 minutes, and it's about a five-minute clip. They play the NRA ad. First they go, this is pornography. This is propaganda. This is evil. This discredits the NRA on the Morning Joe show. And then they play the NRA going, hey, the government people, they've got armed bodyguards. Why don't we? And they take their glasses off, and they go, he goes, I can't believe this. His poor children fight hard and had no choice. And Mika goes, I'm just ashamed to be an American right now. I'm ashamed. And again, this is very effective. That's why they go, oh, this discredits, hoping we don't go down this line. It is incredibly transparent. I want to play part of this clip. And again, you got to watch the whole thing. It's unbelievable, the bad acting. Again, they run from this. Oh, don't say Israel has guns. None of the citizens do over there. You're a liar. Of course, we pay to give the Israelis guns. Again, because they're so scared of this thing that government and bureaucrats and rich people have guns. Because they use class warfare. The ultimate populism is the average person with a gun. Let's play the clip and get Lou Rockwell's take. Here it is.
That's a real ad.
Yeah.
That's a real ad.
Political pornography.
That's one of the grossest things I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, that's George Washington.
What's wrong with these people, Mika?
What's wrong with these people? Mika.
You have children that had no say in the decision on whether their father was going to step forward.
Her father, by the way, writes books bragging about how he helped put Pol Pot in.
President, one of the most bone-crushing.
Her father is an architect of mass murder.
Any husband or wife can do to their family.
That woman is a pig.
And the second they make that decision, their children and their entire family have targets on their backs.
Oh my gosh, targets on their backs. Oh, they want to hurt Obama's children
now. The NRA.
No, you want our guns.
What's wrong with these people?
What's wrong with these? I don't know what's wrong with the dead intern in your office.
On the anniversary of the Newtown murders, and now putting out an ad talking about the president's daughters?
They are out of step, out of the
No, they pointed out he's totally got bodyguards, and so does David Gregory.
Society. And quite frankly, after seeing that, I think some of the people who run that thing are sick. I really do. I think they are sick in the head. And I'm serious. I'm embarrassed right now. I'm embarrassed for our country.
Well, get out of it and go to North Korea, where the state has guns. Lou Rockwell, we got 2 minutes left. You've got the floor. Your take on that.
Well, obviously, Mika and Joe are themselves protected by armed bodyguards. But they do, you know, they. My guess is this really does upset them because they don't like this sort of thing being made public. That the power elite is, of course, got guns. They all have carry permits. I'm sure Mika and Joe have got carry permits. Certainly, they've got armed bodyguards. Just like they believe that the law doesn't apply to them. It's only to be applied against us. So this is the nature of they're part of the power elite, or their spokesman for the power elite. And of course they're outraged that anybody would discuss their privileges and their special rights and the fact that they can live differently than the rest of us. So it's all the more important to point out not only that these people are doing bad things politically, but they're personally ripping us off. And they're all surrounded by guns. Obama's surrounded by guns. His children's school has got a bunch of armed guards. And of course they have armed guards all the time. Bloomberg has got armed guards all around him. And Obama just signed a bill giving himself and George W. Bush armed guards for the rest of their lives, 24/7. So it's okay for them to have armed guards, but the people can't have armed guards. So this is government. It's a separate entity, and it's an outrage to do anything but bow down and kiss their shoes. I mean, that's what Mika's upset about. And you're exactly right, her dad deliberately helped lure the Soviets into Afghanistan, causing many, many deaths. He promoted mass murder in Vietnam and the coming of Pol Pot. Pol Pot was put in
the
Oh, no.
He put in his book, he bragged.
And the rest of them.
He brags. He brags in his book, Lou. I'm sure you know about how great Pol Pot did. I mean, it's incredible.
You know, the U.S. government in the Vietnam War killed between 4 and 6 million people, says the great military historian Martin Van Creveld. Between 4 and 6 million people, just in that one war, they don't have their names on any wall in Washington. So this is the government, knee-deep in blood, killing people every day, and lecturing us about the dangers of violence.
Well said, Lou Rockwell. Thank you. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
You got a business. That you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, folks, coming up at the bottom of the hour in studio, I'm very excited. We have the owner of our Chicago radio affiliate is going to be joining us in studio, general manager. So I look forward to that coming up. I just had his bio and info. I've talked to him on the phone. He's called into the show. He's down here visiting friends in Austin, so we thought we'd have him come in. And we are more and more every week going to have radio stations in focus. In fact, radio station managers or owners that want to pop in for 15 minutes once a week or so, we want to try to get our 140-plus affiliates, managers and owners, you know, get their take on things and also try to focus in on some of the things their stations are doing, because that is so incredibly important. 1530WCKG.com. Is the website, 1530WCKG.com. And I do want to travel around to especially our bigger stations and give speeches. And I've told the Dallas station I'm going to go up and do that. I just have been so slammed with everything, as everyone's seen. I barely have time to even see my family. But we do want to do events with listeners as well, because it's important to get out there. But the bare minimum I can do is promote our affiliates and some of the things they're doing. Okay, I want to play just a few minutes of this. And we're going to load the phones up for your take on what Obama did yesterday, specifically on the Second Amendment. and the all-out assault on our liberties, and these mayors and people saying, we'll just shut down gun shows outside of law. Austin tried to do it, but people beat it. And where I live, this is happening. And it was because of the backlash. They had the votes to do to shut down the gun shows, even private ones, not on government property. So they're really coming, and it's because they know they're collapsing the economy, and they know that they could end up losing control of the country. But we are in the fight of the century. We're in the fight of our lives. The NRA has said that. I agree with them. I said that before they said it. This video is up on Infowars.com, and it's Obama responds to Alex Jones. It is in the featured news section. It's the bottom story. It is so important to click that featured story archive there at the bottom, because so many of the top stories scroll off the front page. We've got to develop some other section like Drudge Report does, where the really important stuff he keeps on top, and then it's always changing in the middle and the bottom. Because it drives me crazy, but the featured news archive is so important. It's also red linked at the top. It says breaking news. That's the news feed. Top stories is the featured news archive. Those two links are so important there on the top to be sure and go through that. Let's play a few minutes of this 14-minute report. I meant to play the whole thing today. Maybe we'll play part of it tomorrow when Paul Watson is guest hosting the broadcast. I think Mike Adams is going to be a guest via Skype, but... the point is, and I got some big breaking news tomorrow, everybody's demanding we look at false flag at Newtown. And it's Sandy Hook. It's got all the signs of it. It looks really bad, okay? And I've just stayed out of it because I know they can crucify people with the information if it's not 100% nailed down. It's got all the earmarks. We're going to hear from some of the people that are saying this. And it doesn't mean I agree with all of it. There's a lot of signs. I mean, we know they put him on the drugs. We know he got the gun illegally. We know they're blaming us for stuff we couldn't control. We know they made him victim disarmament zone. But, you know, some of the other stuff, like where the whole thing's a hoax, no, they killed some real people there. It does have the signs. I mean, the Batman shooting in Aurora, I'll say that stage. And even Larry Pratt has said it has all the marks. I mean, they did Fast and Furious. So they may have done this. I mean, if they'll bomb a whole apartment building to get one, quote, terrorist and kill, you know, 200 people, a bunch of them kids, of course they'll do this stuff. But I don't know about Sandy Hook. They're going to look at that some tomorrow. Watson is somewhat of a skeptic, but we're going to look at it. Because you're beating our doors down to do it. That's all we've been doing is looking at it. Believe me, that's all people are doing is it looks real bad. But it's so over the top that I can't 100% prove it. I mean, with 9/11, they were saying, we're going to blow up Building 7, and then they blew it up. And I have the news footage, and they call me a kook when I show CNN and BBC saying, get back, they're blowing it up. And they go, what, are the cops involved? And I go, no, they told the cops get back, they're going to blow it up, and told them shut up. It was a CIA building. They blew it up. I don't know why. I talked to the head emergency manager who died a few weeks after he was on my show, Barry Jennings. I mean, this is scary, okay? I'm not saying there aren't Muslim extremists. I'm not saying the point is there's criminal elements in these mega banks manipulate. I mean, look how they're funding Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria right now. See, I'm already ranting. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. We'll take a few calls before our guest, 800-259-9231. We probably want to start getting the headset and everything ready and the microphone for him coming in here. That's always a good idea. 800-259-9231 to get some calls in today. I'm tempted to do an hour of overdrive, but I'm here to meet with our guest after. Maybe we'll just go into overdrive with the guest and take calls. But I've also got to get a bunch of work done, a bunch of projects done. That's why I'm taking off tomorrow. A lot of times I take off now. It's not even to take off. It's to get stuff done. But part of this is actually taking off to be with family. My children are growing up. I hardly even know them. 800-259-9231. Let's go to part of the video. And the whole thing's up on Infowars.com. Obama responds to Alex Jones. And they are responding now. Here it is.
There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty.
Alex Jones here for Infowars.com with a special report. Most people that watch television or even YouTube know that last Monday I debated Piers Morgan and got in his face and said, look, you're coming for our guns to enslave us. America is becoming a police state tyranny. Back off.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
2 days later, Ron Paul came on my show, outgoing congressman, and he agreed. He said if they come for the guns, it's going to cause a civil war, 1776, part two.
Will you turn in your semi-autos?
Well, I might not even have anything to turn in for that purpose, but I don't think the American people will. I've always assumed that the line in the sand may well be drawn. If the federal agent marches in unannounced and they say, well, give me your gun and give me your gold, I don't think we'll do that, calmly. I think the American people will highly resent it and resist.
Now, as soon as I got off Piers Morgan, the White House released a press release and said they were watching and responded to our petition, your petition, to deport Piers Morgan for engaging in political subterfuge and trying to overthrow our Bill of Rights and Constitution. So we know they were watching. It became the biggest story in the country and the biggest story on Twitter for 2 days straight. It's had like 15 million views online on YouTube alone. So we know the White House is watching. We also know that it's come out in Homeland Security documents that myself and Matt Drudge have been basically investigated and surveilled and are in secret documents concerning the TSA, because we've been covering their out-of-control violations of the Fourth Amendment and conditioning the public to basically be slaves. But then today, I'm watching his speech while I'm live on the radio playing it, and he talks about these pundits out there who just want to make money, and they say that we're tyrants who want to enslave you.
This will be difficult. There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves. And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever. The only way we will be able to change is if their audience, their constituents, their membership says this time must be different.
It was incredible. He was clearly going after pundits, talk radio hosts, chief among them myself. And it's just really bizarre. I mean, I've had the White House respond to us before on their plans to shut down coal power plants and a few other issues, but this is one of his big initiatives to disarm us. And he said in the past he wanted to disarm us as a state senator. Then as candidate Obama in 2008, he said, I'll never try to take your guns. That is a conspiracy theory. And so now he's back with 23 executive orders and all the rest of it. Dianne Feinstein's on record, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready, we're coming for your guns. And now, out of all these people out there, he's having to respond to me. And why is that? Because I tell it like it is, and we have tens of millions of viewers and readers and people that listen to the radio show. It's over 15 million a week. And their entire paper tiger facade corporate media, the top shows on MSNBC have 1 million. CNN, 500,000. Piers Morgan's ratings doubled all week after I was on. And it's not that I'm something special. It's that people are sick of these establishment mouthpieces reading off teleprompters. So the good news is we're having an effect. They're having to respond. Now, again, you just saw that clip of the president where he's saying these pundits and others, he's going after people, implying we're crazy to say that tyrants want our guns. All of our founding fathers said that. Federal court rulings have stated that. We have a Second Amendment to protect ourselves from street thugs and government. That's on record. But they're trying to act like that's crazy. In closing, we know that Obama is deceptive. We know he's lied about everything across the board. I mean, he told poor people he wouldn't raise their taxes, and that's who they targeted.
And I can make a firm pledge, under my plan, no family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase. Not your income tax.
All right, we'll be back. That's only 5 minutes of the 14-minute video. It's powerful. Obama responds to Alex Jones. Infowars.com. Get it out there.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
All right, let's move quickly through your calls. We got a guest in studio. We'll also take calls while our guest is here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jacob in Illinois. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. Great fan of yours. I just started to watch you yesterday. So.
Thank you, brother.
Really good stuff you're talking about, but what Obama did really upset me with the kids. I mean, I grown up around guns, so I don't see anything wrong with them. Never have. Like I think I shot a shotgun when I was 5. That was fun. But it's just horrible what's going on right now, and I'm wondering why is it going on?
We shouldn't be on the defensive. They're trying to tell law-abiding citizens who have gotten armed the last 20 years that we're bad because violent crime with guns has dropped 49% FBI statistics gathered from local communities. Those are very accurate statistics because they're very diverse. They're collated by a lot of different groups and double-checked. They're very upset that overall violent crime has dropped 21%. And so they're telling us we killed kids. I mean, if my neighbor came to my house and said, hey, you kill kids, I'd say, get off my porch, crazy man. And I mean, they're here telling us we're guilty, so we've got to submit to them because he's up there high-fiving the kids. And I mean, it's unbelievable. It's Jerry Springer-level baloney. And I appreciate your call, Jacob. The reason they are doing this, to answer your question, is they're going to drop the economy. The country's already falling apart. They're looting everything. They're raising taxes. They know less revenue is going to come in from that. They want to bankrupt us. They want to collectivize us. They do this on purpose. They're very bad people. They told poor folks they were going to get a tax cut, and they increased their taxes. I mean, that's cold-blooded even for dictators. A lot of dictators want to be popular and really actually cut taxes to get more money in so they can be the big shot. These people are sicko eugenicists, okay? They're not liberals, okay? I'm a liberal. I want you to live your life, be free, do what you want, as long as you leave other people alone. Libertarian. They're not libertarians. They're turds. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
So far, you've been doing a good job. I just wanted to bring up something that came out on Monday, apparently. There was a bill introduced that was originally called to amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 to allow a credit against tax for surrendering to authority certain assault weapons.
Yeah, no. I mean, I saw it. They're trying to get all this stuff passed in the last few years. Yeah, no. I mean, we know their plan. Yeah, that's it. You're right. They're trying to police. That's why the cops are finally waking up, because they're starting to get more and more of them training in gun confiscation. And the police, even if they're not moral, some of them, they know that is a very dangerous job. I mean, people are going to resist. It's guaranteed.
Well, I just hope an article gets written up on this, because it's pretty important. It shows how the IRS is going to be used, at least to kind of reimburse people for weapons that are taken, whether they're voluntarily or not.
Yeah, wasn't that introduced like 2 years ago and again last year? I mean, I'd forgotten about that, but I remember seeing that like a year ago, right?
I don't know, but it was introduced this Monday. It's H.R. 226.
I didn't know that. 226 and IRS... for confiscated guns. Holy Toledo. I mean, you know what's amazing about why I should take more calls? You guys always remind me of stuff I forgot about or things that I didn't know about. H.R. 226 IRS bill. And that's the full bill number? What's the title of the bill?
Well, they changed it here yesterday to Support Assault Firearms Elimination and Reduction for Our Streets Act. So, in other words, short for that is Safer for Our Streets Act.
Oh, no, that's the SAFE Act. Okay, yeah, so they put it in the SAFE Act. Oh, wow. No, the SAFE Act is Obama's big omnibus nightmare like Obamacare. Oh, my goodness. See, folks, everybody better be analyzing these bills right now, because I had heard about this. I guess they put it in by itself before, where they make you turn your guns in, you get a tax deduction, and you're telling me it's been introduced in the SAFE Act. Wow. What subsection is that?
I just have a printout of information I tried to send you so I could get through to you on air. I found it on govcrack.us, and I found it on thomas.loop.gov.
Yeah, that Library of Congress. Okay, wow, okay, I'm going to call Watson right now, or I can get a Don Salazar or one of my other writers on this. This is big. Anything else, sir?
14th. Nope, that's it. I mean, it's introduced January 14th, so that was Monday, H.R. 226.
Wow. Yeah, there it is. We just found it. To amend Title 18, the United States can provide a national standard in accordance with non-residents of the state may carry concealed firearms in the state. That's open to Congress. I think that may be an old H.R. That's not the bill you're talking about, is it, sir?
I don't think so. You got to make sure and get the 113th Congress.
Yeah, 113th Congress, and you've got to get... okay, thank you. We'll get it, sir. Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was familiar with the bill that the last caller was talking about a few years ago when it was in there about guns surrendered, you get an IRS tax credit. We're reading over the bill right now, and we're going to confirm it. Kurt Nemo's on it. But if that's the case, this is even worse than I thought. An IRS tax credit. Because she in the Feinstein bill, she says, oh, you got to come in and re-register guns, and then we'll decide if you can keep them. And we've got a forced buyback provision. Well, in H.R. 226 of the 113th Congress, in there to amend the Internal Revenue Code to allow a credit against tax for surrendering to authority certain assault weapons. Whoa! And that's for gun confiscation. But they always first have it voluntary, and then you get the tax credit to create the image of people turning their guns in. They've done this in country after country. I am very excited to have in studio the general manager of 1530 WCKG. And, Matt, it is so good to have you here with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. Southern hospitality. The people here are wonderful. Your staff has been amazing. We just had some food. You guys have been the greatest. I've been all over. I've talked to radio people. I've talked to TV people. I've been to their facilities. They're not always the nicest folks in the world. Everybody here is nice and a person first. And I think that's really important. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to come here, because, you know, we have this radio station. We put your show on. And 90% of the time, if you're a radio manager, you never meet Rush, Hannity, Savage, those folks. And you don't ever know what's going on. And that's why I came here. I came here to meet you and to meet your staff and see what happens behind the scenes of the Alex Jones Show and InfoWars, because we give a big part of our day to your show, Afternoon Drive.
How did you get into radio?
I was a kid with a dream out of high school. I started working my way up, interned, did a lot of the things that a lot of the folks around here are doing for you, ran and got coffee for a lot of the big shots, and it was music radio, and I saw where radio was going, and I just worked my way up, and now I have gotten to the position to at least be able to put on things that are a little different than the average radio station, the average media outlet, not the same old five shows from the same three companies. And so on my station, we have Man Cow in the Morning. And I spoke to him Monday. I told him I was coming to see you. He gave me a call. And Alex Jones on in the afternoon. And it really gives us unique information to give to this audience in Chicago.
Well, I actually know, just through strange things, one guy who grew up around Rush Limbaugh, I know some other folks that know him pretty well. He's actually a pretty nice guy and plays golf all day.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a real guy. Some of these guys, Michael Savage is a real guy in a lot of ways. He's pretty wild, I'm told.
Yeah.
But ManCow, I've gotten to know him pretty well. He is a really smart fella.
He is. I've gone to church with him. I've had Pico and eaten chips and salsa with him, and we've spent some time together. And, you know, none of these radio folks are... none of these places are in operation, though. People don't realize. None of these media places that you go to. I recently did a whole junket a few months back. My little boy was screened at the TSA. And so I got calls from CNN, Inside Edition, Fox News. My little boy was on your website. He was the one in the wheelchair. He was the one that got screened on a...
Well, what a small world. I was never even told that. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So... that happened. He's five now. That happened when he was three. I was in a bad spot because we're going to Disney and we're going through the whole thing. My wife's giving me the look like, don't blow this. And I'm going, well, I can't.
I'm going to be honest with you. I just interrupt, which I'm the king of. When I saw that video and how bummed out and scared he looked, because I know how my children are.
It makes me.
I mean, sometimes I have relatives come they haven't seen in a year and my kids don't want to be next to them and don't want to be hugged by them. Imagine these weirdos and outfits in there. Get away. Get by. Hold on. That was you. What a small world.
Yeah. Well, sadly, I let it happen. I let it happen because, you know, you go back in time, and it's interesting to look back now. I let it happen. I put it online to share with my in-laws and my father. They had never seen the video. Monday morning, as soon as I put it on the internet on our YouTube channel and shared it with some friends and family, Fox, CNN, Inside Edition, you name it. And they all wanted to talk about it. And I thought, this is my chance. This is my chance to make up for not having done anything about it except videotape it when the thing happened. And you know what? I blew it. I blew it because I didn't do what you did on Piers Morgan. I didn't take the chance to go on and really break through and kind of, you know, wake people up. And I went on there with my suit and my tie on. I stood in front of a green screen. They put pictures of Chicago behind me and did their whole hocus pocus. And then they used I was talking for 20 minutes. They used a 3-second clip and they said, well, this is what it used to be like. Now the TSA is better. This is what it's like now. And it was all steered government propaganda, except Fox and Friends, who actually kind of told the story a little bit. But all of them were that way. And so I wanted to see, as a guy who runs, you know, I'm telling people how great our station is and how great the hosts are, and I'm standing behind the content. I wanted to come and I wanted to see what's going on here, because I saw what was going on there, and people don't know what they do.
Tell folks what they do. And again, Matt Dubiel is here in studio. He's the general manager at 1530 WCKG.com. And every week we plug a couple of our affiliates. We try to learn something about it, like if they have a podcast or they have an iPhone app, we plug that. Or if stations want me to cut liners for them, I'm trying to get all that done. Because I'm not just a radio talk show host. And since you're here now, you've gotten the tour.
Yeah.
I want you to tell people what you've seen, but first tell people what it's like behind the scenes at a big news operation. I'll tell you and then get your take. These are people on incredible power trips who think they're God. They are people that are totally cold. They are people that have a total agenda and know they're manipulating people. Now, that's TV. That's CNN. That's MSNBC. I've been there behind the scenes. I've had Nightline here, and we go to dinner with them. They go, yeah, we know how it is, but you're on your side, we're on our side. They're mercenaries. Talk radio, though, has been gotten to the point in the economy where it's either a total standalone station with a few guys overworked because of the economy, and then trying to get real news out, or you've got some of the old line local news stations that still put out some real news, but still it's more real. That's what's so great about talk radio, is it brings in personalities. I mean, Obama couldn't even read off a teleprompter the other day. The whole thing was teleprompter. Yeah. I'm up here. There's no teleprompter here. Yeah. I mean, I'm here. This is what I think. This is what I do. This is my passion. And that's why I love talk radio. And I'll tell you, talk radio people are not as arrogant. I've met some of the biggest talk radio hosts in the country. Usually they're like, don't tell anybody we're meeting because, you're such a crazy guy. But, that's fine. The point is they're still real guys. They actually know what I'm saying is true, even if they won't go all the way, because they're reading all the same stuff. They've lived a life. That's what's so beautiful about talk radio, is that it's not perfect, but it's long form. It's real. Look, you're not going to be good in talk radio if you're not real. You're not going to be popular. They got some guys that can wing it with a bunch of guests and cue cards and kind of cobble through it, and they sound great. People don't want that in talk radio. They want people that really folks can connect. Man, this guy's telling me what he really thinks. This is a real person.
Yeah.
I'm ranting. Go ahead.
No, it's intimate, and you're 100% right. And so I also did radio, and I did radio in my hometown on WGN. In fact, I did radio. I'm calling in to the radio show. I'm doing the midday show on GN while I'm sitting in the CNN bureau. They have these bureaus. When they don't have a full-blown studio in your market in Chicago, you go, and they basically have a garage with a camera and a green screen. And so I'm waiting for CNN to tape me, and I'm doing an interview with WGN. And the interview with WGN was intimate and pure, and the guy was coming after me. He's a very liberal-leaning talk show host that now does a show in Minnesota, and a very nice guy, but he was coming after me. Oh, like I had something to gain. And I said, well, listen, I'm not selling a book about the TSA. I'm not trying to get you to do anything. I'm just telling you what happened to me. And the radio interview was so intimate and so pure, he invited me to come down and do another segment. The television interviews were the opposite. And what they do is they bring you into a room. I talked to the producer for 20 minutes from CNN. She said that she was the producer. She wasn't. She was the person interviewing me. They were taping it the whole time, and I figured as much. But they had a green screen behind me, so they put the fake skyline of Chicago behind you because they got to show the people that are watching. You can't be in Chicago. If the skyline's not behind you, you couldn't possibly be in Chicago. We got to show you Chicago behind them. We got to play music underneath. We've got to do this whole sort of facade to make them, send the message we want. And so the message from CNN was, TSA used to be bad, now it's good. We used to do this to kids, to elderly, so-and-so. The rules changed today, and now all hail the TSA. That was the message. And what I did, I brought somebody with me. And he videotaped all the things behind the scenes. And he videotaped all the things that I see here. Except what I'm seeing here, the magazine operation and the warehouse. This is a full-blown alternative media outlet to get info to the people.
Well, it's a military operation.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, we don't go around in uniforms and stuff, but we know we're about all there is against the globalist, and it's our responsibility. And not that we're great either. We're just saying, God, and we even had a prayer before the show, and we don't usually do this, but it's just coming. We said, God, we're weak. We don't do a perfect job. Help us be strong.
Yeah.
Because help us communicate, because we understand. That's why I work 18 hours a day most days now, is because there's not any future if we don't win this.
No.
But I mean, you've seen the operation. What else did you see?
I thought that it was going to be big. I figured television. I mean, now I know where Glenn Beck gets all of his ideas, because I saw the television studio. I saw the set. I see the radio area. I was telling your guys, you have such a and girls, you have such a great staff, positive, focused, driven. They're all in sync. They're all focused on what everything is happening here. And I said, in radio, most broadcasting companies that have 10 stations in Chicago don't have the tools and creativity that's at your disposal. And every room, you see it from room to room. You see the set for the TV, for the nightly news. You see the radio studios, the production facilities, the break room. And these people that are working with you have these tools. And I'm a little embarrassed, honestly, because I can't provide those tools to the people that are working with me. So,
because you got the tool of your brain in the news articles and the analysis.
Exactly.
No, but we're just crawling. We haven't even gotten to the walking stage yet. because we're always busy fighting the globalists, but I can get somebody in here who is kind of a halfway libertarian but out of college and doesn't even know if I'm for real. Within 6 months, it's almost like they're in the video game, but it's real, and the asteroids are coming in. They start shooting at them.
Yeah.
People start going, whoa, look, this is real? Oh, my gosh, you know, I thought you were making it up that they got black kids in New York killing them with pesticides and government tests. Well, I mean, here's the New York Daily News. I never heard about this. Because what we do is, I have a good memory, or at least I used to, we'll take one article and go, okay, now we're going to show you 10 other things that connect. And that's what they hate. They hate the connecting of the dots.
Yeah.
You know, not just Obama says he wants to get, you know, well, I don't want to give you tyranny. But then we go, okay, well, what's this, you know, this and that. That's something so-called reporters never do. Because they've been taught the last 50 years, don't have your own view. Don't bring anything into it. Only this report. Well, that's not reporting. That's regurgitating. A real reporter is going in to find out what's behind it. Muckraking. That was the great journalism of 100 years ago, and I found all these big meetings on record where Robert Barron said publicly, we got to go buy up the media and shut this down. Because used to, it was 50,000 Alex Joneses running around.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think the establishment like that?
No. And what people don't realize is it's all a show. And you know, they treated me as though maybe I had something to sell because I was going and saying, I wish I had protected my son. I wish I had allowed them.
No. That's how they put it back on you. I mean, look, I'm like, yeah, you're right. I'm selling something. I sell what I believe in. I'm selling freedom to fund myself. I don't take the government line that in many cases funding you. They always use that thing.
Well,
I'd say, hey, you're getting paid money to sit here and spew what you're doing.
They're getting paid big money. They're getting paid 6 and 7 figures as the news person. In addition to that, they want more people to watch because the more people that watch, the more the Pfizer can pay for their commercials.
For the Prozac.
Exactly. So they're trying to get ratings and more viewers to sell advertising. And why are they doing that? They're having me on to tell my story. But I'm the bad guy because, you know, I'm looking back and I'm thinking, man, I let that happen.
No. They know people are mad about TSA as well. So they have you on to get people to listen. And so they can then brainwash. So they get, you're mad about this? And then they try to knock you down while getting the audience. And that's why I didn't let, in fact, I wish I'd have been even meaner. Because I went in there, I had a chest cold, I didn't feel good, I was tired. And he was so sniveling, I just blew up at him. But then, you know, it turned out good because I think it really struck a chord. Now you got state reps, congressmen and women, all these sheriffs coming out and saying 1776.
Yeah.
And listen, gangsters, we know it's because you want to enslave us to the point of Obama's got to respond.
My only regret in the Piers thing with you and CNN is that you didn't do more of the British accent. I would have really enjoyed just the back and forth of you doing the British voice with him, because as I go back and I watch that stuff, and we've got some of it on the radio station website as well, and it's just, it really, there's nothing he can say back. There's no defense, there's no retaliation, there's no retort from him whatsoever.
By the way, I'm not just saying this because you've got us on one of our most important stations. You know, we're on in Dallas, we're on in outside San Diego, outside L.A., a bunch of other big cities. But the point is, 50,000 watt we just got, places like, Fresno. I mean, just new affiliates every week. But you look like a TV anchor, man, and you sound awesome, and you're a patriot. I got Paul Watson sitting in and filling in tomorrow, and Mike Adams is going to be guest hosting via Skype. He's not going to be here. But, I mean, you're the type of guy that if you got an ISDN line or good Skype for video, if you ever want to sit in, you know, once a month when I'm gone or got to do stuff, I'd love to have you on the show. I mean, I know you're busy running a radio station.
You know, God bless you for saying that. That's really nice of you. This is my general manager suit, and we all wear these costumes, you know? We wear costumes when we go out and I roller skate with my kids.
Yeah, but I should wear the costume. People take you more serious when you do, you know?
Well, I did it specifically because I know that you dressed the way you did on CNN, because you were just, you didn't need to put on airs. You just needed to be you. But that guy sitting next to you did. He thought that he was better because he's, and I wanted just to let people see that, you know, this doesn't mean anything, but guys like this can sit next to and agree with some of the things that you're saying without putting their costumes on. I mean, I don't know what a Piers Morgan is, honestly. I know that he was on this reality show. They introduced him to America. Who gets a reality show when nobody in America knows you?
That doesn't happen.
Well, he got fired for fake news. He was at the top of a giant hacking operation. I mean, they may indict him. He literally came here to get away from all this.
He did, but they introduced him into the media.
Like he was God.
Mainstream America, and then they put him on The Apprentice. And you've seen The Apprentice. Everybody on there is selling something or has something to promote. And then all of a sudden, after The Apprentice, Piers got his CNN job. And out was Larry King. And finally, people sort of knew who he was. But people don't know who this guy is. Who gets a show on a big network like that when nobody knows who you are? Fareed and Piers.
Fareed is part of the Bilderberg Group.
These guys.
Fareed is really bad news. There.
But, I mean, we've been in the media a long time. You have to prove it. Mancal Muller is, you know, one of the best.
He's been on since he was 15. He's been on. Rush Limbaugh since he was 15.
They have a tough time. They've had to work their way through the ranks. These guys just, all of a sudden, just, okay, Fareed. Fareed's not good. He's a plagiarist.
No, exactly. I've been on air since 1995. And have had to crawl on my belly through just all sorts of indignant things. My first couple of years in radio, the general manager liked me, but he went to run the YMCA and tell me there were these new people that were like globalists. And they're like, you scum, you're nobody. We don't care if you have ratings to make us money. You watch it or you're gone. And I had to sit there and just to get the word out. Okay, oh, yes, sir. Yeah. And then all the groveling I've had to do to just to even get here. And it's not like, oh, I'm a big shot. It's because I wanted to get in the face of tyrants because nobody else was doing it.
Yeah, and you have to play their game when they're pulling the strings. And if you don't, you get squashed unless you take matters into your own hands and build your own thing.
Well, that's why I did this. Plug the radio station. Everybody in Chicago has got to tune in. 1530WCKG.com.
Yeah, 1530WCKG.com. It comes in around the airport in Chicago. And our sponsor that made it possible in Chicago is RoyalVelvetNow.com. They've been huge. They're from Austin. And without them, I wouldn't be able to keep the lights on. So thank you.
Plug them again.
RoyalVelvetNow.com. Great people, great supplement, and
we got to support the stuff to support liberty.
If you've ever wanted one of our best-selling generators, but we're waiting for an offer so crazy you couldn't refuse, then you're not going to want to miss this exciting message. Here's why. Our solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce electricity from the sun. So when the lights go out, you'll always have the power you need. Now, here's the best part. Every year, we accumulate a few solar generators that we just can't sell as new. We put them in a special spot in our warehouse, and we discount them heavily at the end of each year. We call them scratch and dent units, but they're really just like new. Each unit comes with a full factory warranty and special bonuses you just won't believe. Don't wait, they go fast. Go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com. For the craziest offer we've ever made, go to scratchanddentsolar.com. That's scratchanddentsolar.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed.
guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
And he's the general manager at 1530 WCKG.com. And it was his son in the wheelchair that they separated from him and scared him and all that. I didn't even know that. I mean, what a small world. And we're on his fine station at 1530 WCKG.com. And don't you have like iPhone apps and stuff too or something?
Yeah, free app at 1530 WCKG.com. Free app. You can get it in iTunes and the iPod store, the iTunes store. It's an Android app too. And you know, it's you can, all the stuff is at the website, 1530 WCKG.
And I'll say this, stations that put true constitutional libertarian radio on, you know, Glenn Beck's now the libertarian. Fine, I hope he actually becomes one and doesn't support torture and secret arrest and all this. People need to support libertarians and constitutionalists, and need to support the stations, the affiliates, the sponsors. Sponsor these shows because that's how we're growing. And because we've gone so far down this line, more people now realize, well, Alex Jones was right to a great extent. We better put him on air to fight this. And Matt was asking me during the break, he goes, are you planning on staying in the U.S.? Because he's obviously heard me talk about getting my family out. When I say all this horrible stuff's happening, every government wants to be a tyranny, as Lou Rockwell said. This is just history, founding father stuff. If you call it extremist, you have been brainwashed by the new socialist board. This is what kept America great, was keeping government small and jealously guarding our liberties. And I said, yes, I believe what I say is coming, will happen if we don't fight back. I mean, okay, so I'm here, I know how real this is, but they're not going to get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always a fight, like that sheriff said in the first hour. It's always a fight. It's not only evil people out there on the field. Your comments on that?
Well, I, American people, everyday people, and I'm an everyday person too. I've just gotten to see behind some of the curtains, and I know how the media business works. Doesn't make me better, just I know this. And what I know is regular people, they need to take action. They don't always know how to take action. And listening to the program, going to InfoWars.com, going to our radio station's website, those things are great. But at the end of the day, the thing that makes it possible, the reason why your show may not be on my station or somebody else's station, is money, because you got to pay for it. And the best way to make those things happen is for them to support the advertisers that support these shows.
The globalists say they want to make us poor so nobody has money to protest them, so they own everything. People, you better support DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, 1530WCKG.com, the radio station you're listening to right now. Folks, support them. Go support their sponsors. Become a sponsor. This is a war, and wars need money.
They absolutely do. And the reason why you are able to do the thing, and there's nothing wrong with making money. There is something
wrong
with making money at the expense of other people.
That's right. And we've taken the money and put it back in here.
And that's, you know what? Media companies don't do this. Huge broadcasting companies don't do and reinvest the way that you are. And the reason why you can is because people will buy a video or a shirt or a water filter or whatever it is. They've got to do that stuff within their means. Be responsible. Don't go crazy, but do it within your means, because if you do that and that's all you do, you will help. You will help in some small way. The next thing I'd recommend to people to do is forget about Obama versus what's his face, the Mormon guy. Run for local office, help your local area, so that if things do get a little hinky, there's somebody there that it has a brain and can help things.
No, and that's happening. Absolutely.
It is, and it's not easy.
And well-spoken folks, do your own YouTube videos to prove it.
Yeah.
Go to the local station and say, hey, I want to do 1 hour. Just try me one, see how I do one time.
Yeah.
Put them on. Pretty soon you might be doing the morning show.
Right.
I mean, so much of life is just getting your foot in the door.
Yes. Get out there, use the web. Stop, you know, putting weird pictures on Facebook about something that doesn't matter. Use it to share with people and connect with people.
Folks, you better get active or lose everything. That you act like sheep, you're going to get overrun. We're going to do just a few more minutes of Overdrive to talk to Alan in Kentucky and a few others with our guest. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.